October 9, 2000 is her birth date.
And when did she serve?
She served for 7 years. So we got her May 8, 2008.
So she would have started serving in 2001 then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one, I think, came from the breeders of puppy, yeah. Every time they need a reveille, the word gets out, and all the breeders around the country that want their dogs to be chosen, the people in charge of finding a new reveille go to the breeder, and they interview them, and then they look at the dogs and stuff like that before one's actually selected. But, I mean, they might get one from the same breeder they got one before, but it would not be related from one dog to the other dog. This is not like the King of England, or the Queen of England, I should say.
But Reveille is treated like a queen.
Oh, yeah. And even the retired one, Reveille 7, she knew she was Reveille. I mean, she walked around, you know, with her very regal look all the time, and she would lay down, and if you had to get by, you had to step over because she wouldn't move. And she'd look right at you and just say, you know, I hadn't moved before. I'm not going to start now. Because where she actually lives with her handler, goes to class with her handler, you know. So someone with the Reveille that's on duty, which is now Reveille 8. Anyway, so she's a busy, busy person. But when she decides, you know, she goes to class, she'll sleep, or she'll bark, she'll do whatever she wants.
And I understand when Reveille barks, that means class is over?
You get to leave, yes. I'm not sure how strong that's upheld, but I know Reveille 7, which was the one that lived with us, barks quite a bit. The current one that's on duty at Reveille 8 doesn't bark that much. So I'm pretty sure that during 7's reign, they disconnected that rule because she would bark at just about anything.
I also understand Reveille is also the highest ranking member of the Corps.
That is correct. Her rank is measured by 5 diamonds. The 4 diamonds is the colonel of the Corps, cadet colonel of the Corps, which is the highest ranking human in the Corps. He wears 4 diamonds, so Reveille wears 5 diamonds.
Something else I also understand, if Reveille's in your bed, you get to sleep on the floor that night.
If she doesn't, that's right. If you don't mind sleeping with her, then you can sleep with her. If you don't, then you get to sleep on the floor.
And did that carry over for Reveille 7 in retirement?
Well, no. To put it blunt. But she never argued. She never really was interested in hopping up on our bed.
Did Reveille 7 keep any sort of agenda or schedule in retirement?
No. She went to various formal affairs as a retired Reveille. We put a blanket on her, and she'd have the same blanket on the acting Reveille would have, but only maybe, you know, 2 or 3 a year.
And how did you and your wife come upon the honor of taking care of Reveille 7?
We don't really know. We've asked the people that were involved in selecting us, and they say, hey, don't worry about it, you know? So now it probably helped that our son was here. He's a class of 94, and he was in Company E2, and that's the company that takes care of a mascot. And every year, a different handler, as the freshman becomes a sophomore, one of the freshmen in that class is chosen to be the handler during his sophomore year. And then the next year, it's the next class that comes up. And so we were talking to one of the Reveille handlers when we got involved with the unit, E-2, about Reveille and all that kind of stuff. This was way back when. And they said that we talked to the kid, and somehow another thing of money came up and said, we asked him, he said, do y'all get paid to be Reveille's handler? Because in the summertime, they have to take them to the various A&M clubs around the state for their, those mothers clubs fundraising events. And he says, well, we're supposed to get X amount per mile on our car and this and that and everything else paid for. And he said, but quite frankly, it's never always paid for. You know, it's just some things we have to do with her. A lot of times the kids can't work during the summer, and they would like to. Because when the handler goes home for the summer, she goes home with her. And so we developed a fund that generates a stipend of $1,000 to be given to Reveille's handler, and no needs base, no testing, no nothing. It's, okay, you're the new handler, here's the money. And we don't even ask what they need it, we just give it to them.
So what sort of schedule did Reveille 7 keep in retirement?
Well, her schedule consisted of getting up around 6:30 or 7 in the morning for breakfast, and then going back for her morning nap, and then get up and walk around a little bit in the afternoon, do something, go outside, do your business, run around a little bit, take your afternoon nap, wake up in enough time for supper, and then she usually sits with us when we watch TV, and then she just lays down and goes to sleep. And that's her official schedule. She doesn't really have one.
And did she pass in her sleep last night?
No. They put her on a ventilator this morning, and they call us during the night for several things. They put her on a ventilator, and I remember asking them on the phone, how long do you leave them on the ventilator? And the surgeon said, Reveille will make that decision. So that didn't sound real good, so we rushed over there real quick. And they had her on the ventilator, but they said, you know, if they pull her off that ventilator, she's going to pretty much die gasping for air. You know, and I said, God, we sure as hell don't want that. So they euthanized her. We were able to go in, sit with her, pet her, talk to her for a few moments, and say our goodbyes.
And this was over at the vet hospital then?
Yeah.
On campus?
Correct. A small animal clinic.
Anyone else, again, opportunity to visit her over there last night?
I don't think anybody went over last night to visit. We were with her yesterday afternoon, and she was doing well. And but they told us, and remember, these things, it's, you know, surgery, it means 72 hours after that, anything can happen. And so we thought we were going down, everything was going to be great, and she took a turn for the worse.
And the surgery was for what?
She had a ruptured ulcer in her GI tract, and it opened a hole in her GI tract and allowed stuff that doesn't belong in your body cavity to feed out into the body cavity, which so she needed emergency surgery to get that hole closed. And so they started it and cleaned her out real good in her body cavity, and stitched her up and felt real good about it. But, you know, you never can tell when you're using major surgery what can happen. And she was doing great first day, and then the last night she turned, went the wrong way. And she couldn't overcome that, things that she had.
I imagine since the word has started getting out, I'm surprised that I was able to get you on the phone so quickly. I would imagine there's been a lot of response.
I didn't know there were this many newspapers in the state. He's from WTAW, radio station here.
Oh, radio.
And, yeah, I think the television people are on their way out here for tonight. So it's been we got it as a email blast from the TV station. And we got it as a blast from President Lofton, tweeted it out. And see, we've had the Houston paper, the Eagle, two or three others, I forget. So there'll be no surprise tomorrow, I'm sure, when it gets in the paper.
Have service arrangements been made yet?
No, they will. That will probably start happening in the next week, but more than likely, it's anticipated that the actual service and burial will occur when the kids come back.
For the fall semester?
Yeah. It's happened once before, I think with Reveille 6, that she died in the summer, and they held it off until the semester started and the kids were back in school.
Have I missed anything?
She was a wonderful animal, as regal as you can get to the very end. And we just tickled to death that 5 years ago, the university somehow or another decided we should be the ones. And we've had nothing but happiness with her. And we've had other dogs, too. We've had dogs all our lives. And she was truly a dog that when everybody met her, they liked her. Now, we've had some dogs, but that wasn't the case. But this one was her personality and everything is just, you know, she's just a sweet dog, and she, you know, you can pet her, you can pull on her ears, you can just darn near do anything. And, you know, she just sits there and look at you. Matter of fact, her doctor, while she was here in medical school or doing her residency here or something, Reveille 7 was her dog as well. In other words, Reveille 7 was on duty. And then, so interesting how you go over to the vet school and you talk to people. We've talked to a lot of folks over there. They've talked to us in the last couple of days. And they say, we've had people come up and say, Reveille 7 was here when I came to school here.